Welcome, everybody, to Stavi's World. 904-800-STAV. Call in. We'll solve your problems. We have lured a Turk into our den, and he's defenseless now.
Bro, I feel like I'm in hostile territory.
You are, bro.
Bro, there's like flags everywhere. Yeah.
This is like if a vampire was around a garlic farm. Yeah, Hassan's so weak. He has no powers here.
Yeah.
Although you did try and to take my Albanian producer off kilter by giving him a zin. This motherfucker's been hiccuping for 10 minutes. He's like, oh, sixer, I can handle it.
That 6-milligram bullet got me, dude.
I gotta do what I gotta do.
It's like World War III in here.
Yeah. Speaking of your fucking producer, bro, you have undermined my man.
What do you mean?
The picture that I had of him in my mind is dramatically different than what he actually looks like.
Stop trying to make a Turk Albanian.
This is what the establishment fears most.
Stop trying to unite Turks and Albanians against me. I'll keep you both afoot. I don't give a fuck.
All I'm saying is he's got gray hairline.
Great hair.
Handsome.
He's a handsome kid.
I thought he was going to be like very, very fat.
Well, he's lost some weight, yes. But yeah, he's like 6'5"?
6'6".
Yeah, he's taller than me. He's taller than me.
Eldest, I gave you 6'5" like a gentleman.
I don't need the inch. 6'5".
Okay, you're 6'5". How much do you weigh?
I think I'm like 290. Let's say.
Bro, that is right a now. Fucking hulking.
That's
man
a
right
unit
there.
Right there for that's sure.
I didn't even know they made Albanians that size.
Oh, are you kidding me? Who's gonna plow our fields?
That's true. That's what the Ottoman Empire did say.
Who's gonna put a fucking yoke around Eldis's neck?
You are literally describing what my ancestors did. They were like, "That's a big boy."
Eldis, don't fall for this Ottoman flattery. He's trying to turn you against us.
I'm about to fucking Janissary his ass, dude.
Yeah, I know this is an Albanian brag, but all my villager fucking relatives, they still talk about Ali Pasha nonstop every time I'm there. I'm like, God damn. Move on, motherfucker.
Oh, this was a mistake, dude. I thought I had Hassan on the ropes. He's going to take my help with him. You're going to be fucking cleaning out his pool, his fucking million-dollar pool.
1453, baby. I'm ready to go. That's looking like conquerable territory right
now. Your bitch ass can't have it.
Looks pretty nice.
Sorry, I should make an official introduction. We have anti-Semite of the week, Hassan Piker, on.
That's right. Bro, I can't believe that you literally, like, you did the Netflix, like, comedy weekend or whatever the fuck, and then you had anti-Semite of the week?
Yeah, that's we got range here.
You know, you're literally, you're cooked after this.
No, we got both, dude.
Netflix's about to see that and be like, alright, next special is done, actually.
No, don't worry. Don't worry, they don't know what the fuck you do.
All right.
No, they're not a 14-year-old kid with a raccoon tail up his ass. Netflix executives are fine if I'm doing it. But they're like, what does he do? He plays video games?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. I play video games and say anti-Semitic stuff. Like, Palestinians are human beings.
Hey, come on, watch it. Relax, Hassan. Stop getting radical on my show. We're here to have a good time.
You shouldn't kill kids.
Whoa, dude! What the fuck are you doing to me? Trying to take Eldis? Trying to get all my deals canceled?
I'm sorry. I'll hold that. I'll keep that stuff to myself.
Just keep the radical stuff to yourself like that.
It's actually I'm turning it around completely. I'm pro-Israel now. I'm going to be running around defending it.
That's good, man. Listen, that's a lot of growth. We're happy to see that from the former anti-Semite of the week.
Yeah.
But also, you know, streamer of the year probably. You lost that to Mr. Beast, I think, right?
No. Mr. Beast is always winning the content creator across the board.
Content creator.
But no, I always lose to Kai Cenat.
He's great.
You know, he when he does like a PS5 giveaway, there's a riot.
Yeah.
When I show up, it's like free Palestine.
No one's that pumped. But yeah, he will absolutely. Kai Cenat will like say he's hanging out, and someone will. Like, they'll burn a Best Buy to the ground trying to catch a glimpse of him.
Yeah, it is pretty wild. It is wild because, like, he did a Louis Vuitton, like, Tyler, the Creator collab recently. And he has those, like, same fucking awards that I have. He has, like, the Streamies Awards and the fucking, all these awards that he's, like, posted up with. And I'm just like, we are in such different worlds. Yeah, like, yeah, he's literally hanging out with, like, Pharrell's hitting him up to be like, hey, let's do a photo shoot for Louis Vuitton. And hey, I'm over come on, here fucking hanging out with you.
You're on Stoffy's world, bro. Yeah.
Such different worlds that we exist in.
What do you all right, let's rank you, Mr. Beast, Kai Cenat. Who do you think has the biggest penis, first to last? You think Mr. Beast is secretly packing?
Didn't he? He like posted.
He
a
did
photo
post a weird photo
with like holding his dick and shit, which was crazy. Because
but he
like,
looked good.
But his audience is like six. I feel like you shouldn't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're getting. Yeah, you hear this guy's getting nervous, Eldis.
I can't say anything.
If
bad
Mr.
About
Beast
Jimmy
starts getting sexy, you're cooked too, dude.
He has gotten sexy.
Yeah.
But he's like, he's too white, I feel
he's
like.
He's got a little, there's a little bit to his, and you know, not that, don't come after me, Mr. Beast stands.
No, they're all six.
They're so all little they're kids, not. Yeah, yeah.
They're he's, too busy he, playing Roblox.
He's got
or
an interesting face. He's got like kind of a rabbit face a little bit.
I can't talk shit on my boy Jimmy.
I like Jimmy. I'm a Jimmy fan. Shout out to Jimmy. He gave us some chocolates. The new Mr. Beast bars are actually sick.
Yeah. Dude, I fucking hate that shit. Cause
he got me with a relapse, honestly. I was eating clean and then I got a box of chocolates. I fucking fucked them up, dude.
Dude, I like every time he blesses me with like eight fucking coolers worth of chocolates, yeah. I'm walking around like that Drake video where he's like giving money to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had to
give away a lot. Yeah. I was inhaling Mr. Beast bars.
The peanut butter one's the best.
Peanut butter one's out of
control.
We are
giving him free promo. This motherfucker is richer than God. What are we doing here?
Yeah, put me in a fucking video. Let me live in a fucking grocery store for $1 trillion or whatever
true,
the fuck.
Ooh, dude. I know. It's fucked up because like I know him and we're managed, like his management company is like, I was one of the first people that they signed beyond like who they were originally working with. And now the company is like growing rapidly, obviously. So like we're pretty connected and I'm not in any of the fucking videos. And he always hits up Ludwig for like,
sorry, dude,
sick ass fucking challenges.
That's what your bitch ass gets for having opinions.
Yeah,
you
got
to just be a nice sexy guy with a nice haircut.
You defend Hamas one time, okay?
Listen, as soon as you fucking denounce Hamas, then you can fucking give away a private jet.
I only raised $1.3 million directly for Al-Qassam. It's fine. Like, what? I'm trying to level the fucking playing field. Yeah, you know what
dude
I mean?
No, you're too controversial for those little ass kids, dude. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. That's what you get for being Turk raised.
Well, to be fair, now with TikTok, they're all Fedayeen.
That's true.
Ride or die. They're like the Islamic Republic of Iran will rise one day.
Remember when there was like a weird, like white girls like were joining Al Qaeda 10 years ago? We're going to have that on steroids.
Yeah.
Soon. We're going to have, yeah.
People
we're gonna
are like doing live reads of the Quran. Yeah. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Like, there's like white girls in North Carolina and shit. Like, this is becoming, that's why they had to ban TikTok. They were like, we can't have that.
We're spreading Islam. But this is what I always found funny is that you were born in New Jersey, but then they shipped you right to Turkey.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want you to get an American upbringing.
Well, the thing is, like, it was the other way around. My parents were very sneaky with it. They were like, if we give birth to him, you know the immigrant mentality. If you give birth to him here,
of course,
then he will be American.
Then
which, you know, sucks to suck. Racist, like, that's just how it works still.
It's a loophole.
Yeah. It's a great loophole. So then, but then they were like, but we don't want him to be too American.
So I grew up
in Turkey for 18 years, but of course.
Did they make fun of your ass? Were you the American boy in Turkey or were you just like,
no.
So you were just Turkish?
Yeah, I mean, I was Turkish, but like, I was still, of course, like very fascinated like everyone else is with American culture and shit. So like, I think it gave me like a leg up. The fact that I never really had like a thick accent, like I had an American accent from the jump because I would just like always watch American TV. I only consumed like I read English books.
In your house, did they speak? They spoke Turkish?
Turkish, yeah.
All Turkish.
And
okay.
That's true. My dad, I don't know. Have you met my dad when you were here?
He's passed by.
Yeah. He refuses to speak English.
Yeah.
And he got a fucking doctorate from the London School of Economics. So I know his ass knows how to read and write and defend his like dissertation in front of fucking, you know, deans and shit in English. doesn't speak.
London, a Turk went to the London School of Economics, so he like figured out how to make the most money selling kebabs. Is that what it is?
No, he's like a major neoliberal. Like he was a corporate man his whole life.
Oh hell yeah,
yeah. He's not. He's
sucking
not,
on the corporate teat.
He's not. It's weird. He's not too fond of my political worldview, I would say. Uh-huh. But also like still there's a. And this is the same with, like, not just my dad, but all Turks. There's this sense of pride, right? Right,
if you do anything.
Yeah, they're like, but he's in America and he's dominating as a Turk. Yeah, like, he's putting us on the map.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But also, like, I don't agree with anything. I don't agree with what you're saying.
But if there's got to be one gay streamer, by gum, it's got to be the Turk that's the number one gay streamer.
That is the funniest thing. They always think, like... Like, when I paint my nails, that's the gayest thing you can do for absolutely. A Turkish man. They're always like, what? What are you doing? You're painting your nails.
What are you doing, man? Go govern govern conquered land and have boy concubines.
Yeah.
Like a straight fucking guy.
Yeah, exactly. Like a real one. What is this? What is this gay shit? What is this gay shit with a finger paint?
Did they ever make you guys dress up in Turkey in, like, traditional costumes? Like, when we would put on, like, the Greek fustanella, which is, like, you know, like the little skirt. And the fucking thing. Do you ever have those baggy ass pants and the big hat?
No. I never did that. I mean, did
what's
I?
Like Turkish maybe for like Independence a play, Day?
Maybe for like a school play or some
no
shit.
No parades, no nothing.
Well, we had a bunch of different like national holidays and shit, like 23rd of April. And
3 days after Hitler's birthday.
Why they timed it. Yeah. I think it's like literally one day before Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, now that I think about it. That's awfully close.
Just a stunt.
Yeah. But yeah, exactly.
What is it? What is that? Is that what like the closest thing to Independence Day is?
Wait, hold on. Let me see. Actually, wow, I this fucking got it.
Fake Turk. Fake Turk. By the way, I was doing a little research. Your country, your family immigrated to Turkey from... Where exactly, Hassan?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Pull up Wikipedia, actually.
Yeah,
pull up Wikipedia. I was doing some in-depth research.
My mother's side is all the way from Kilis, so they're like, they have like, you know, Arabic descent and you know, Turkish, Arabic, Kurdish, all that stuff. My father's side, on the other hand, is from Selanik and Crete.
I don't know about Selanik. I saw something else on the fucking internet.
In Crete? Wait, what do they say on the internet?
Go down, Eldis. Fine. Just control F Greece for fuck's sake. Be a fucking producer.
It is Selanik in Crete.
Drama. Interesting.
Wait, what are they saying?
His father's family emigrated to Turkey from Drama, Greece.
Wait, that's not correct.
Well, that's what the internet says. So we even got whatever part of him that's successful, that's the Greek part, folks.
Yeah.
And the backstabbing, conniving other stuff. Turk.
Yeah. I don't know why it says drama, because it's originally from it is my grandfather that I'm named after, Hasan Kamil Piker, is from Selanik, and then my grandmother is from Crete. So we hit the mainland and the islands, you know what I mean? Like we got it all.
Wow. Coming by, getting some Greek pussy and then absconding back to Turkey.
Yep, that's right.
That's fucked up. But just remember, folks, the parts of the sound that make sense, that's the Greek parts.
Yeah.
The philosophical parts.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucked up. We should have never let Turks taste
the
Greek
gay
pussy.
Parts too. That's why I'm painting my fingernails all the time.
No. Those are Turkish.
All the gay ass woke
no,
shit.
No, that's the Turkish part. Were you like a little bitch in school? Like, what did you have like?
I was a bitch for sure. I was a huge bitch because, like, when I was growing up, like, in Turkey, I loved
what is it even like? What's
anime, like mangas, video games? Video games was the most normal thing because, like, everybody played Dota.
Of course.
We all played Counter Strike. I didn't really play Counter Strike, but I played MOBA, Dota, which is like the original.
FIFA too.
I never played FIFA. I hate it. That's the
dork.
Other thing. I fucking hated soccer. I'm calling it soccer, football.
Yeah.
And so I played basketball, which was fine. A lot of Turks love basketball.
Turks love basketball, yep.
Yeah. And I just genuinely, luckily it wasn't like very clicky. Turkish high school is not like American high school with the cool kids and whatnot. It might have changed now. But like I would just sit there and draw every day. Every class, I would just sit there like a fucking savant.
Wow.
And just draw.
Drawing Vegeta all over yeah. and over again.
No, literally. That's all I did. I would draw like Warcraft characters and like anime characters and like Street Fighter characters. And all the teachers probably were just like, this kid's fucked up. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't do shit. That's Damn. All I would do.
What is Turkish high school like? Was it like you got to wear a little uniform? Is it like boys and girls? Is it
everyone boys and together? Girls uniform? I went to public school first, and then I went to private high school because I couldn't get into like the good schools. The good schools are the public ones.
Interesting.
And you take a test in eighth grade, and if you can't like get a good placement, then you know you got to go to. You know, you got to use daddy's money to get into a good school.
Of course.
So I went to Tedankara Kolejje, which is a very good private school. It's a massive compound. But it was just like a normal high school, except like teachers can kind of beat on you a little bit. You know what I mean?
You got hit? They hit your ass?
Oh, dude. Especially in public school? Oh, my God, bro. When I think about it now, I'm like, that shit was fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
They would make you do this, and then it would smack the shit out of you with a fucking steel. Yeah, with a fucking steel ruler.
That's crazy for just talking.
Steel ruler smacked up. In the high school, the most was like... they make you do push-ups if you're late to class.
Wow.
My fat ass, like, I was so fat. I hated having to tuck in my shirts.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was so fat that, like, I had a fat ass and I was so, like, insecure about it that I would always have my shirt tucked out. Mm. Like, I would never tuck it
to
in.
To cover your cheek, your ample to cover bosom, my ass your ample cheeks. Behind.
And the teachers would literally always be like, you got to tuck that shit in. If I catch you again, you're doing push-ups.
That's crazy because you can't see your ass. You're so worried about like how you're perceived.
Yeah.
Because I never thought about my ass as a fat child.
Yeah, that was never. My big insecurity was really? My ass. Like, and I thought if I keep that shit tucked out, like if I keep that shit not tucked in, I can hide my belly and my ass, and then maybe I'll get a girlfriend, which it never worked out.
Didn't work in Turkey,
No,
huh?
Did not.
Had to come over here and start spewing George Soros propaganda to get a girlfriend.
That's how it worked for me. Yeah,
That's what they promised you.
Yeah. That's what George told me. George was like, listen, bro, you do this shit and, you know, you'll get some pussy.
Yeah, that would have been enough for me.
So
you were trying to get, it's interesting to think of a loser in Turkish school or kids, because in Greece, dude, kids are fucking left and right in Greece. What's it like in Turkey?
No, when I was growing up, there was one couple
really
in our entire class that like had sex with one another and everybody knew.
Whoa.
Because they were like, that's crazy, you had sex.
Yeah,
yeah. But other than that, it's like you know, prostitution is legal.
Hell yeah.
So like the thing was that, you know, boys would just go to
Sure. How young are we starting?
Like, it's kind of fucked up thinking about it with American terms. Like your Zoomer audience is gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
But yeah, my Zoomer audience. I mean, little projection.
I don't fucking know. Okay, yeah, my Zoomer audience that's gonna be watching this is gonna be really upset about.
No, they're gonna be jealous. They'll be like, "Oh, I wish I could have gotten pussy at 14."
Yeah,
which is, I'm guessing, the age you're dancing around right now.
Yeah, but I didn't actually end up doing it.
Really?
Yeah,
you were a coward.
Literally, I was. I went to a massage parlor and I couldn't pull the trigger.
Mm.
I couldn't do it. I was like, nah, it needs to be special my first time.
No, literally. What a fucking dork.
Yeah, no, literally. I got too scared.
Too scared. I mean, where do you, your boys are going? Like, who finds the massage parlor? Like, is there a friend? Did you have a group of Turkish loser friends? Do you have Turkish super bad?
That's the funniest thing. That's why I said it was not clicky, because like, my best friend was like the captain of the basketball team.
Mm.
So he was also subsequently the one guy who
got pussy.
Had sex in the entire class with his girlfriend and everybody knew. So it was like, and then there were girls that like people, I guess, like assumed were slutty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm thinking with like very old school.
Of course, of course. I mean, this is Turkey in the fucking early 2000s.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not America in 2023 or whatever.
So I can't really speak on like what it looks like now. I have no fucking clue. I haven't been back to Turkey since like 2017. But
But this man is so scared of getting clipped. It's hilarious, dude.
It's because I stream like 10 hours a day, and I have like fucking psychotic stalkers in there waiting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Slip up, Hassan.
Yeah, bro. They literally do that shit. They do that shit every fucking day of the week.
I just want to hear about loser ass, no getting pussy, Hassan. I don't need to hear about the trends now in fucking Turkey.
But it was just like there was girls that like people knew that would have sex. Yeah, like they or suspected of having sex.
Suspected sex havers.
Yeah, but beyond that, it was like not the a list. Thing.
Yeah.
I don't think. I mean, we kissed and stuff. Nice, and that's dude. It.
What's the part? What's the high school Turkish part? And like, is it how religious is it? Because Greek people in theory are Orthodox Christians, but bro, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, the private school especially that I went to, not religious at all.
Yeah.
Turks especially, like at that time, Erdogan had come into power already. And he was like religious. He was like our Donald Trump.
Mm.
And he was like really religious. And like he came on the momentum of like conservative Turks, like Muslim Turks in the countryside. So like every liberal Turk was like very anti, like super fucking anti-Islam.
So it was like you're a big city coastal elitist Turk too.
Yeah. Straight
up.
Exactly.
Yeah. So interesting. Because everyone probably thinks. And obviously, we like to mock Turks here. Obviously, we have a very specific agenda on this program.
I see what's going on.
But it is interesting to think about like Islamic countries, because I think people just think of it as a monolith of like, everyone's fucking praying five times a day and you can't get booze this shit. But Turkey, especially, I mean, because all I know about it is the proximity to Greek islands. And it's like people go there to vacation is what I know about it. So no, it's probably much more chill.
It's super chill. It's not even remotely like, especially if you go to the big cities, it's not religious at all. But even like areas that are religious, like they don't give a shit.
Gotcha.
It's not like Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Which is what I suspect, like way more religious, but I don't fucking know. Maybe it's not.
Those places seem fucking weird to me, dude, where it's like the police could probably just like abduct you. It's the king's cousin who's like the fucking chief of police. And it's like if you're seen spitting too many times, they'll just fucking abduct you.
I mean, you're white, so like you're fine. Like we're American, so we'd be fine for the most part.
Well,
but like,
who knows? They get up to some. They get up some kooky stuff sometimes, those guys.
That is true. And also, we are very... America is like no longer as powerful as it once was when we were growing up. I feel like nowadays, if an American gets murked by Israel or Saudi Arabia, America's like... They can have one.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally did 9/11.
Yeah, they did. They truly did. And then my favorite thing was when they threatened Canada with their own 9/11.
Yeah, they were like, you better fucking watch out.
It was crazy. Like, Canada was saying some shit and some guy, like, did a some
not even
Saudi
some
Arabia
guy. It was
guy.
An official Saudi, like, tourism account or something.
The official Saudi tourism account did, like, a Photoshop of a plane
hitting the CN Tower.
The CN Tower. Where it was like, keep talking shit and we'll fucking do you like we did America. Who also will just give us money whenever we want. How rich... Okay, you know slightly more than me, although, you are still dumb, ultimately.
Yeah, 100%.
But how much... Those motherfuckers must have so much money, Saudi Arabia. Like, they're way beyond trillionaires. Like, they're probably trillionaires at this point.
Because, for the most part, it's also because it's concentrated in the hands of the few. Like, it's, like, literally in the hands of the family.
Yeah, literally
and, like,
one family.
Tapped in motherfuckers of the family. Yeah. So, that's why it's crazy. It's, like, it's different out there. Like, it's the same as, like, Russia. Like, when you think about Vladimir Putin or when you even think about, like, Erdogan, like, those dudes are so... Like, they are rich at an entirely different level.
Because they have an entire country's industry just in their bank account.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, dude.
Like the Rothschilds or whatever are fucking bullshit in comparison to those dudes, you know?
No, that is true. And that's why I think they could so easily kill whoever the fuck they wanted.
Oh, yeah.
So easily.
Well, I mean, Putin does do that.
Yeah.
Regularly. And so does the kingdom. Like, they murk, like, Shia Saudis, like, regularly.
Just to kind of let everybody know what's up.
Yeah.
Just to keep the knives sharp.
And it's also funny because, like, now India's trying to do that too. And it's like, bro, stay in your fucking lane.
Yeah.
You better calm down.
Yeah, it's like India, you can't just throw, like, they got people, they got the numbers, but you can't have, like, 1,000 spies. You just need one really good ass fucking assassin.
Yeah. What I'm talking about is, like, they murked, like, a Sikh dude in Canada. Like, they were on some Saudi shit too. Wow. And it's like, you can't be fucking murdering people.
Shit's about to
people.
Get crazy.
You can't be murdering people on Canadian soil. Like, you're India. What the fuck?
I don't know. I saw RRR. Those guys were pretty fucking wicked. Yeah. Maybe that's what happened. They saw RRR and they're like, dude, this is fucking
they
sick.
They got riled up.
They got riled up.
Got,
we gotta start
got
killing
me,
some
it
people.
It got me riled. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Me
fuck
too.
The British.
Totally. It was cool to see a movie where the British were just the Nazis. Yeah. And it's like, that is what they are to Indians. Yeah. Like, they just straight up are. And it's like, people are crying. Imagine if, like, Hitler's daughter died and Germany cried on TV.
Yeah.
That's what happens to India every time a fucking royal dies.
But it's crazy because, like, Indians do still ride for it, too, like, in some ways.
Oh,
in
interesting.
Because, like, it just happens.
I mean, cricket.
Yeah, you do get cucked, like, when you're dominated.
They're so cucked, they're, like, yeah, having biscuits and shit, like, calling cookies
that's
biscuits.
That's why I respect the Balkans more. Like, ain't nobody's fucking shedding a tear if, like, some Turkish...
No.
If something bad happens to Turkey.
We are so happy every time something bad happens to Turkey. Yeah. Everyone hates Turks so much.
Because it's like we're too close as like if Turkey was some like faraway island and then did England shit to everybody else, then everyone would be like, maybe they would be thinking a little different. Like maybe they would be like, yeah, they did civilize us or some shit.
Yeah,
but Turks, it's like too close. So they're like, totally. No, fuck you. We got dominated by like people that look exactly like us. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, one shade darker. I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
A circumcised darker version of me came through and took my sheeps. Fuck him. I know. I love that we're still mad about shit that happened literally 700 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the Balkans are a fucking great, a great, like, just tribal ass. And like how Albanians think they're better than like Kosovo and shit like that. Like, it's like so, it is so fucking awesome.
My favorite thing was there was a study done, and it was like showing that Serbs were like the least anti-black Balkan country or something.
Because of Jokic, probably.
No.
Because of basketball.
I think it's because like they hate Muslims so much and like different variants of like Balkan people so much that they don't have enough
hate
mental time.
Not enough racism to go around.
They don't have enough
bandwidth.
They used
all their racism points.
Yeah. They don't have enough bandwidth. They're too busy, like, fucking trying to murk their neighbors.
Yeah. To them, it's like the other members of Yugoslavia are so much worse than black people to them.
I guess, like, everyone unites on hating the Croatians, though, so at least there's that.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm not as plugged in with...
But I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think there's any
Albania is clearly
hate for
the low any power ranking you're gonna do of any region that Albania is involved in, they are dead last.
This is so much worse than fucking anti-Turk slander, by the way. You're approaching a subject matter that will get you fucking yelled at.
Albania?
Well, just say, like, ranking the Balkan
states. Oh, yeah. Oh, Greece number one with a bullet, baby. Come see me, you motherfuckers.
Like, I'm staying out of this.
Turkey negative one, by the way.
I'm staying out of this.
No, we're not staying out of it. He's the true enemy. Let's not forget.
I'll let history speak for itself. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, history. You fucking like beautiful sculpture.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that. Philosophy.
This would be way sicker than the fucking little gay-ass statues that the Greeks made.
How dare you? Dude, I'm bringing this back. I'm about to be a plus-size sculptor.
I love this.
We're body positive. That's our two main agendas, Greek supremacy and body positivity here on the show.
I'm on board with it.
So I'm still thinking about the Turkish massage parlor. Now, who's working in these Turkish massage parlors? Turkish locals? Who are you? Who is Turkey sex trafficking?
Mostly, like Eastern European women, like Russians.
Classic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Greece too.
Yeah, Russians, Eastern Europeans, like Ukrainians, and then Turkic countries.
Turkic, like
like Turkmenistan, Azerbaijan, that kind of shit.
Interesting.
Yeah. So like that's
who's giving massages
to
prep school boys.
Just everybody. Not just that's usually what it is.
And then you go to your little gay ass private school with your little tie and your tucked in shirt.
Yeah, but
you
even get the no public school, you're still wearing like you still have to wear
a
suit.
You still have to suit.
Yeah,
really. Holy shit.
It's terrible.
That's interesting. What the
I used
fuck?
To fucking hate it,
of
dude.
Course. But it prepared you for your life.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I know how to tie a tie. So, yeah, it's good. I put that to great use all the time. Yeah. Always finding myself wearing suits now.
Yeah. And then you're like, you always wanted to come to America when you graduated. You were like, I'm definitely going. 100%.
Yeah. I was so tapped into, like, American culture, and I always wanted to experience it personally.
And you had family here, right? Would you visit?
Yeah. So my grandfather, weirdly enough, chose fucking New Jersey of all goddamn places. I'm like, New York is right there, bro. What the fuck did you do?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, New Jersey of all places to come to. And my uncle stayed in America and like grew up here. And
mom's side or dad's side?
My mom's side. My dad's side has no connection to America.
Gotcha.
But my mom's side had like somewhat of a connection from my grandfather. And my uncle obviously.
He was here. Who was he doing? Sex trafficking or what was he up to?
No, he was. My grandfather was doing real estate shit.
Nice.
And then he lost all of his money.
Hell yeah.
In 2008. Wow. Because he thought.
Oh,
like,
in the crisis, in the real estate?
Yeah. He thought he was sneaky. Like, he didn't even get, like, he didn't even lose it in 2008 because of, like, the housing bubble. I think that played a role in it, too, for sure. But he, like, invested into a scam or something.
Mm.
Like, because he was more so in. He only did commercial real estate.
Sure.
But he lost all of his fucking, he lost all of his money. And my uncle obviously then went on to start the Young Turks. He went to law school. He went to Columbia Law, Wharton Business School undergrad. And then he dropped it all to be a public radio.
Yeah.
Like have a public radio show. And then he was an early adopter of YouTube.
Right.
So, and then he started the Young Turks.
Yeah, we should also add Anti-Semite of the Week and Media Nepo Baby, Hasan Piker.
That's true, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's what the StopAntiSemitism.org article, which we can look at if you want, is really funny. They literally are like progressive, nephew of progressive commentator Chunk Weigert.
Yeah.
Who was also, like, progressive commentator, who was also a Hamas supporter, and it's like, How did you write those two things together?
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Just to like do enough buzzwords that people get pissed off at.
Yeah, it's just like it felt like it was written by like an Indian bot farm or something.
Of course.
The article was written by AI.
And we should also follow up because you know, we talked about this on my last show, but I'd really like to get it on record here too. When is it where you were rubbing your penis on basketballs to jack off?
Oh my god, I was like I was like 12. Okay. And it happened one time. And I should have never told you that. And I've never lived it down. People always make fun of me for that still.
Yeah. That's right, folks. Hasan jacked off with a basketball.
Okay, I didn't.
You rubbed your penis. It had the little dimples on it.
I didn't finish, but that was like a formative. That was definitely a formative experience for me where I was like,
what did you move on?
Yeah. Like, this feels good. What the fuck? Because when you're a kid, you're
it
just
makes
like,
sense actually using a ball because it rolls with
you. And you're a kid and you have like no awareness, but everyone around you probably like all the adults are like, what the fuck's wrong with this kid?
They see you in the driveway fucking your basketball.
Yeah. It's like you think you're being sneaky when you get in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You put your penis near the jet. And you're just like, oh,
classic.
You're like standing over there and it's like, yeah. I was just. You know,
what was it? Are we dealing with? Because Greece had so much nudity in like just print articles and TV that you could find stuff to jack off to easy. But dude, Turkey wasn't like that.
No,
that's why you're fucking basketballs.
But we had RTL German TV, and they would show some titties every now and then. And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, we're from a different generation. You could still jack off from TV.
Yeah.
These kids know nothing about that.
With family TV, my parents are out. In your mind, you're doing like math equations to figure out like exactly when they'll figure out exactly when they're going to come back. So you have like a masturbation window.
You need your window.
And on TV, we had a Cinemax was the channel, but it was a scramble channel. And I remember not my proudest faps.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of the TV, like literally like this close.
Yeah.
And just trying to work my little penis and trying to work out like titties in between the scramble.
That's a classic.
Yeah. Waiting and like obviously terrified that like my parents could be coming through the door.
Was the door in the same?
It's just like the living room. Yeah. So you're living room. Yeah. You're just like, ugh.
Yeah. Mine was our computer room was a door before the living room.
Yeah, that too.
And so there was like foot on the door. My mom's usually downstairs in the kitchen cooking, and I have a small window to use dial up. I come back home and check the Kazaa porn I started downloading when I left for the day.
Yeah.
Because it would take all day. And then you see what you caught. You see what fish the day's catch was,
and you never know. You never know.
It's never
malware.
What it's labeled.
Yeah,
it's
no.
not. It's you don't get what it's labeled.
Yeah,
you're like blonde, fat titted blonde sucks fat cock. Nice.
Like one of the formulas for me is Nikki Benz.
Oh sure,
yeah, there were some Nikki Benz ones in there that I like. When I got a Nikki Benz one, I was like yes. Then there was the Pirates of the Caribbean parody porn.
Didn't we just talk about this? Yeah.
That was another one. I dropped sweet loads too.
I'm with you on Nikki Benz. She was kind of the original, like very skinny with incredibly fake tits, big fake tits.
Yeah, but as a kid, I did not. Yeah. I was like, that's amazing,
awesome.
Like they can look like
it
that.
It is what a child, like it's what a child thinks like is the ultimate female sexuality is like skinny blonde lady with the fakest tits you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah,
yeah, great
now
stuff.
Now when I see like the scars, I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Now
yeah.
that I'm an older, more refined gentleman,
sure.
And I see those like under boob scars, I'm like, oh, dude,
it's
too much.
Not me. I still say, let's see how we can push. How far can we take the technology?
Okay.
Fake titties have gotten so much better.
Oh my god,
it's insane.
I know. They put it like through an incision through your armpit sometimes, and also like, I think doctors have gotten better with like not just hamming you up with double D's instantly.
Right,
within the confines of like how much fat you have in that area.
Right, they'll build it up. Yeah.
Instead of just like pumping you with silicone.
I heard, and I don't know where, but that like doctors will just make the tits bigger because they just want to. And you really can't do shit about it.
Wait, really?
That like if they say like enough women want, they make them a little bigger than you agreed on because most women when they see them or according to, I have literally no idea where I heard this. I can't even say I heard it on like the TikTok because I don't know. It could have just been a guy.
You just straight up are making this up.
You just had a dream and you read an article like that and you're assuming that's what it is.
This is the Joe Rogan experience right now.
Absolutely, bro. I'm trying to get like Joe. Are you kidding me? Next time we'll be doing this from my bunker in Baltimore. I'll have a whole fucking thing. But yeah, that it's like they just sometimes make tits bigger against the woman's like wishes.
Dude, the craziest thing is
let's hear them out.
There's a thing that doctors used to do called, I think they also is a very sinister name for it. They call it the gentleman's stitch.
Oh yes, of course.
You know what I'm talking about?
Where you make the pussy tighter after the baby comes out.
Yeah, they would like add in an extra
the husband stitch.
No, the husband stitch, yeah. Which is fucking insane.
I heard that was fake again. I don't know where. And God forbid you do any Googling, Elders. Just please sit there hiccuping off Hassan Zinn. Don't look up the tits thing. Don't look up the husband stitch.
Yeah, pull that up, Jamie. What the fuck are we doing?
See, dude? See, you really think you could use Albanians to restart the empire?
Yeah.
It's not going
to
work.
He doesn't know how to work a computer, bro. Leave him alone.
It's
never seen one.
It's a different setup from what I'm used to.
He's never seen one before.
Okay. It's considered medically unnecessary, unethical, and objectifying. The procedure is not an accepted medical practice.
Known as the daddy stitch? That's insane.
The daddy stitch is even worse. It's even more disgusting.
Unethical and objectifying. That's a little editorializing right there.
Yeah, let's just keep the straight. Please report the facts.
Yeah. I'm going to hit that with a context note or whatever. Note, whatever the fuck it's called.
Community note.
Community note.
It's not necessarily objectifying. Maybe somebody wants their pussy smaller after childbirth. That also feels like that's just not medically how it works. It's not like you stitch the pussy hole dude, smaller and the pussy small.
I've never seen one. I have no idea.
You're hoping to have sex someday.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that moment.
Did so you reject the massage because you wanted to be special?
Yeah.
Was it when you fucked, or by that point had you just become a feral Turkish animal when you got to America and you were like, time to get any pussy I can?
Well, basically my first time was not special at all. Mm. Literally, my first time was in a courtyard in South Beach.
Yeah, I remember. You told me this, actually.
Yeah, in a fucking pool complex. Yeah. In an apartment complex, like, pool area.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was just like, all right, you know, this is...
Gotta get this
I'm ready
off.
For it. And yeah. I would always fire one off before I went out at that time.
That's right. I remember this story, but please say it again.
I would fire one out before I went out because, like, I didn't want to, I don't want to be blue-balling myself and, like, being in fucking pain when...
Yeah.
Because, like, there's a 45-minute drive back home. After, you know, the nightclub.
Or not in your jeans at a South Beach nightclub.
Yeah, you don't want that either. Exactly. So yeah, I just, I remember trying to do every position I can.
Yeah. Oh, really? Tried to speed run every position saw Nikki Benz in?
Because I just didn't know when the next time I was ever going to get laid was going to be.
And you wanted to try them all out?
Yeah, so I was white knuckling through. I didn't even come. The first time I ever had sex, I did not come.
That's crazy.
I don't know exactly how long it took, but it was
7 minutes.
No, it was long. It was like either 20 or 40, but I never ended up coming that night, but it was the happiest moment of my life. Probably. Of course. It was a peak.
One of the most Turkish things possible is to like go to Miami immediately and just go to nightclubs to try and get pussy outside.
Wearing ugly ass express shirts.
Wearing a fucking neon fuchsia express shirt. Fucking some dumb bitch.
Yeah. I didn't have the Imperial Armani swag that all of my fucking Saudi and like Jordanian prince adjacent friends had.
Of course.
So I would wear the express shirts.
Yeah. And Miami was too, the University of Miami was too academically rigorous for you, and you ended up at Rutgers University. This is who you're getting your news from, folks. This fucking guy couldn't do Miami. He had to get his degree from Rutgers, where if you get rejected of every school in Jersey, that's where you go.
True. For me, it was like, UM is, the worst part about it is that I got accepted into like a lot of good schools, like Boston College.
Yeah.
I think Boston University as well. George Washington University offered me like 25 grand scholarship, academic scholarship for each year that I went there.
But that school was so expensive that wouldn't have done shit, dude.
Exactly.
That's how they get you.
But it didn't matter. Like, I was like, no, I want to go and party.
I want to party in Miami.
And my parents were like, they hated that I made that decision.
Of course they did.
They fucking despise that I made that decision.
I'm shocked they let you do it.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Well, I got 2 9s both semesters, and they were like, dude, you're done. Like, you think you're coming to America to, like, fuck around?
Yeah.
Are you insane?
Yeah.
You need to get a degree. They were right. I mean, I graduated with Rutgers Honors.
Yeah.
So,
which meant you could read.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, you're...
They did an eye exam, and if they did an eye exam without making it further away. They're like, just say all the fucking letters.
They asked me what my favorite crayon flavor was, and I was like, it's red. And they're like...
Red's the right one, dude. You're like, strawberry.
He means red.
Put red down. If they say a food that's the same color as the color, we give them credit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I got it. You didn't fully flunk out. They were just like, we're not paying for you to just fucking get a C plus and have the time of your life.
For them, 2.9 was like completely unacceptable.
Yeah.
They were like, what the fuck? Like 2.9 out of 4.0? There's no way.
What were you studying political shit?
No. Miami, I was just like, Miami actually took like a two-dimensional design class as well.
Wow.
So like for me, I thought like there's still an avenue to like possibly do art related stuff because I went to Parsons.
Really?
For a summer course.
Oh, you tried to take your like anime drawings to the next level.
Yeah, exactly. And well, my dad was like,
oh yeah.
My dad is very Turkish.
Yeah.
So he literally was like, son, cut the gauge.
You ain't doing this bullshit. Like, yeah. There's no drawing. Yeah. We're not accepting drawing.
Like, no, he was like, you got three options.
Yeah.
We call it the golden bracelet professions.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got three options. Engineer, doctor, maybe lawyer if you're a maybe little too
lawyer.
Gay.
Yeah, yeah. The, lawyer's the most artistic
yeah.
it gets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. Lawyer is the third one, which is funny because I rode that all the way through. I told them, I kind of like duped them into thinking that I was like genuinely interested in law.
Right.
After poli sci, which, you know,
that's what I do with my parents too, because that was like the closest thing. You're talking. They're like, oh, you're good. You like being in front of people. You can give a, you know, you can give a closing statement. And so I just told them I was going to be a lawyer until I just didn't finish college and started doing fucking stand up.
After I graduated, I was like, you know what? I want to go to a tier one law school. Where are they at? Los Angeles. But I just wanted to go to LA because I fucking hated New Jersey for obvious reasons. Yeah. And I always wanted to go to LA partially because
please.
The HBO television series Entourage.
This fucking guy.
It was so formative.
You
for
were
me.
So Turkish. It's hilarious, dude.
It was so formative for me as a Turkish teenager. Watching those boys.
Oh my God.
Just shred through town.
That makes so much sense, dude.
Yeah. I always wanted to live in LA for that reason. I didn't even want to be like, I had no idea.
You didn't
want to
do show business.
Famous. That was not even a thing that I ever even considered.
Yeah.
I just was like, I want to be in the town.
Yeah, totally.
I want to be in LA.
I want that energy.
Yeah.
I want to be friends with Johnny Drama.
Yeah, glitz and glamour. Tinseltown, baby.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, so
I love, by the way, before we tell that, I love the fact that your dad thought drawing was too gay, so now you got back at him by, he lives in your house and has to watch you wear a choker. I'll show you, gay dad.
Yeah, it's just funny because, like, oh my God, there's actually a really funny story there. One time I collab with these, like, TikToker dudes. They're great.
Yeah.
They're very emo, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, emo is, like, kind of a meta amongst the Zoomers now. Like, they love emo shit. So I was like, I'm going to emo-fy myself. You know,
I remember those pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got the eyeliner and I did all this stuff and I got the fake tattoos and stuff. And, you know, we did the photo shoot, whatever. But the next day, the eyeliner's not coming off.
Oh.
I'm using makeup wipes. It's not fucking coming off.
Damn.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
And the tattoos are not coming off. I'm like scrubbing it off. They're not coming off. So the next day, I'm FaceTiming my family.
Awesome.
We talk every morning. My brother's on the call. My mom is on the call. My dad's on the call. And they're like looking at me. They're like, what the fuck is going on right now? So I decide I'm going to joke and say that I got permanent tattoos on my neck. The ugliest tattoos you've ever seen on my neck is permanent tattoos and permanent eyeliner. And mom, you know, God bless her soul, she's trying to be supportive to the best of her ability. She's like, oh, that's wonderful and nice. Like you got permanent.
You really did that.
You really did that. And my dad just straight up goes, you have to tell me right now. Are you gay? He's like, you have to tell me right now. Are you gay, son?
Like, he's known you. Yeah, it's like that's how it would come out.
Yeah.
That you got a tattoo and eyeliner.
Yeah, and I was like,
that's awesome.
Like, this is. I saw him like
true a real moment
very
of panic.
Close, very close to having a heart attack. So I was like, "No, this is fake."
Yeah. That's like, so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Damn. Every day. That's cute, man. You FaceTime your family every day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm
wholesome.
Yeah. They live with me too.
I know.
When I'm not FaceTiming them, so
that's interesting.
I'm very close.
Why the FaceTime if you live together?
No.
Just a check in. Oh, you mean
I'm
that's
saying like when they're not when
I
they're
see.
Not around.
You just check in every morning.
Yeah,
that's not. Everyone's like, have a good day.
Yeah, we just like talk about what's going on and what we need to do and stuff.
That's
like
cute
that.
And wholesome, man.
Yeah,
that's real nice. Are you trying to be? I didn't think about like family man, Hassan. Do you want to have kids someday?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Yeah,
that's
I
adorable.
Do.
Damn, put some dumb jewelry on a baby.
Yeah. I'm gonna have him rocking the Latino the earrings.
Yeah. Pierce your daughter's ear out of the womb.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have a lot to talk about, but I do feel like we need to get to some questions, don't
we? We're 48 in and it's 1:30.
We're flying over here. Yeah. I love it. All right.
Okay, I gotta pee real quick before we do that.
Take
that
a
piss.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, folks. So we'll see what kind of advice this Turk dumbass has for you.
I'm stealing Bobby's nickname.
Thanks, bro.
And his Red Bull.
All right. It was in his. That's what they do. Turks come and they take, folks.
That's right, dude.
They come and they take all the natural resources.
Do they have guests? I would like to be on a good podcast for once.
Yeah, they'll have guests. We'll put your name in the hat, dude.
Yeah, I'll come on, dude.
Yeah, that would be good. You'd be good. They're awesome. They'd love to have you, too.
I listen to them sometimes. Sometimes when I'm like, what is happening outside of, like, you know, my immediate realm of interest, and like sometimes we'll check in on what the fuck you're talking about. And the last time I like watched their episode, it was just like them doing the worst Asian accent possible, talking about fucking Lululemon.
I know, it's really a great show. Yeah, they figured something out. Elders, let's go. Let's get some of this. Let's get some advice from one of Twitch's greatest geniuses here.
Oh hell yeah!
What do we got, Elders?
Hey, Stabby baby. What's up?
Hmm. Elvis. Oh, yeah, let's put the cans
on. Looking ugly as ever.
My bad.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, Stabby baby. What's up? Elvis. Looking ugly as ever. Apparently I'm a pooper here. But I got a question for you guys. Nice. I've been working for my buddy's moving company here and there while I'm finishing up college. And I make really good money. He pays us about $50 an hour.
God damn.
That's awesome. But
the last it's more than Elvis weeks, gets paid. I've been doing all these jobs for him, and he just can't seem to pay me.
Ah, okay.
You know, he owes me about $1,100.
Damn.
And he's my friend, you know. Like, I love him to death. But I feel like if this was just another employer.
Bro, that's 22 hours of work.
You know, up his ass. So my question for you guys is, you know, I've been asking him, I've been texting him. I just don't want to lose a friendship. It's $1,100, but you know, as a college student, $1,100 is a lot.
That's a lot of money, so, yeah.
What do you guys think? What should I say? How should I go about getting this $1,100?
Break his fucking kneecap. What's the question?
Yeah, Hassan's like, no boss is a good person, not even your friend. Don't listen to anything he has to say, Elders. This fucking guy's a rat. Don't listen to what he has to say about unions. We're a family here at Stabby Baby Enterprises.
Do what I do when Stav hasn't paid me before. Keep sending Zelle requests and hoping that he sees it eventually.
One day while he's jerking off on his phone, he's gonna accidentally hit yes. Oh, fuck.
I guarantee you that's happened to me before. Oh, where I've forgotten. And then, like, I'm literally beating off.
There have been times where he paid me for like 2 months at once before, and I was like, God, wish he just paid me as we go. Yeah, I was gonna be like, what am I paying this cocksucker for?
I don't handle this anymore. We have someone who does it, so I don't forget. All right, we get it, Eldis. For this guy, though, that's fucking. I mean, for you talking about not wanting to lose a friend, that's like, you know. That's crazy. This guy is trying to steal $1,000 from you. And again, when you're out of college, I mean, dude, I'd never held more than like $200 at once.
Dude, $50 an hour is really good.
It's great. The problem is he actually making that if he never gets the money, you know?
Yeah.
Like, is that just a promise so that everyone will go? And then he's like, I can only pay you 600 of the 1100 I claimed. And now you're actually making, you know, maybe it's 25 an hour is still pretty good, for you know, college, but moving jobs are also very strenuous and it's bullshit. So yeah, I mean, if you, like you said, if it was another employer, you'd be up his ass. So I think, I mean, you just got to stay on him, and you obviously can't take any more work until he pays you.
I like the incessant Zelle request.
Incessant Zelle request is not a bad
blowing
idea.
Blowing up a shit.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work out, you just reach out, figure out if they have like a significant other or something, and start just like DMing them photos of like different girls that he's like texting or whatever.
Yeah.
To start doing.
That's true. Become sort of look at it as now you're undercover.
Yeah. And you're doing terror.
You make up your mind where you're not going to get the money, start a dossier on him of all the friend shit. Yeah, look, he's pushing your hand. Start blackmailing him.
Yeah.
Convince him to cheat, videotape it, hire a prostitute. It's going to cut into your $1,100. But you're employing a sex worker. You know, there's a work, go get a, you know, a working girl who's working solo, someone you can trust, hire her to suck him off, or maybe just jack him off. So it's cheaper. And then you can videotape it.
Yeah, you're like, your boyfriend's gay.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to find out this way, but.
Ah, listen, nothing wrong with a nice hand job every once in a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, start a dossier and blackmail him. And then, you know, but, dude, this guy's just got to fucking pay you. You shouldn't feel any, like, guilt or I kind of hear it in his voice where he's like, I don't want to lose a friend. It's like, dude. That's crazy. That's a lot of money. And also, how long has it been? Does he have an explanation? Like, you just got to, if this is actually your friend, you just got to be like, hey, man, what's going on with the money? Do we have a timetable? If he has to pay you.
Are we giving good advice?
We're doing both.
Okay.
We give good advice, and then we're like, pay a prostitute to suck his cock and videotape.
Okay, good. Because you're like actually giving good advice.
That's the formula of the show is an initial roast, real advice, and then something really stupid. You know, so and I think we've kind of mixed it up on this one, but yeah, you just gotta like, you gotta get your money, and if it's too, you know, be realistic. This guy maybe is a dumbass who maybe did pay you too much, or he's not liquid right now.
Don't tell him that, though.
Yeah, definitely not. He agreed, but it might take him a little while. If he's your friend and you trust him, and he's like, "Hey, look, man, I fucked up. I was moving somebody's grand piano and I broke it, and all your money's to buy a replacement." Give me a, can I pay you in installments over a little bit, whatever, work with him. He is your friend, so if you trust to get your money back, you can give him some latitude, but eventually it's just got to be like.
Break the kneecaps.
Break his kneecaps.
You always got that.
Yeah. Are you bigger than him? You're a strong moving boy, you know?
Yeah.
Or on the next moving job, show up and just fucking shit everywhere.
Yeah, just break shit.
Just break shit. Open up an urn and jack off into it. Put your jizz in someone's grandma's ashes.
Say appropriate slurs within the context of whoever the client is. Yeah. Figure out what their ethnic background is.
Well, he's a mover, so I'm guessing he's already doing that.
sexually harass the client.
Yeah. You got a lot of good options. In fact, take a job. With your little uniform t-shirt, whatever, take a job as the company and do a horrible job and just wreck his fucking, you know, his Yelp reviews. So there you go, dude. Good luck.
Godspeed.
What else we have, Big Eldo?
Hey, Stav, guests, and Eldis in that order. I've got a kind of a complicated question, but I'll try and keep it short. So basically, one of my best friends is getting announced to us. I think like 8, he's getting married this fall. Mm-hmm. And I want to go to the wedding, but I kind of cut his younger brother out of my life because kind of during COVID or right before, his younger brother just got kind of obsessed with antagonizing me just out of nowhere. Like at another friend's bachelor party, he would just like start talking about how he was going to like bang my fiance and just like he's a crypto bro, hardcore, all this talk about Trump, you know, MAGA, all that, like nonstop.
Sounds fucking
just
cool.
Really fucking, you know, I was just tired of it, and I was like, it just felt really annoying, and I was getting too old for that shit, you know. It's like I cut him out, group chat kind of, you know, split a little bit, but
sure.
It was worth it because I was just kind of sick of it. And now, you know, his brother's getting married, and I'm not super close, you know, he's one of my best friends, but you know, I don't live in the same state as him anymore, but I'd really like to go to his wedding because he's kind of like a, you know, he's a fun guy to be around, but I'm just having a hard time like thinking about going to a wedding with his younger brother because, like, he's carried a gun everywhere. He's got a little, you know, tiny, not 9mm, but just, like, this little pocket gun he's always got, always had in his breast pocket. He's kind of a gun nut.
That's awesome.
It's like, he's really volatile. It's kind of like, and my friends they all tolerate him. Like, they, most of them.
That's a wild,
you know,
move.
They're still, you know, like, oh, he's kind of, you know, loose cannon, but he's funny. Me and just, like, he just makes me nervous, man. And I'm just thinking, like, it's even crazy. Like he had a party with his friend who was like a state wrestling champion, and like he got really drunk and decided to wrestle this wrestler guy, and like, you know, the wrestler guy kicked his ass, and he got so drunk he's like, "I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna kill you!" So they had to like hawk tie him and like throw him out on the porch,
and then
he got his way out of the restraints. And
they
like got in his car,
him?
His truck, and drove his truck away like super drunk, and he like flipped and crashed his truck.
Okay,
and then like 3
right.
days later, after that, he banged his best friend's girlfriend. Like,
what?
It was like crazy. You couldn't write it. And like, he's just like, I don't know. It just makes me fucking nervous to be around.
Yeah,
he
this guy's
like, he's just got, some,
I mean, this guy's hilarious.
Like, psychotic, you know, undealt with issues. So I'm just trying to figure out, like,
Is it worth it going to this wedding? Also, my friend's having the wedding 3 days for the general election.
Oh.
Like, goddamn.
Oh,
like,
that's horrible.
Wait, who cares about that?
Half
election?
The people at the wedding are going to be all
weird, dude.
On edge already.
Because all the MAGA bros are going to be super trumped up.
Yeah.
All the libs are going to be pretending Joe's the man. It's going to be just like, it's, you don't want that, a pre-Trump election, like the plus minus 2 weeks before and after the election are going to be weird.
Yeah.
You don't want any celebration during that.
True.
It's just going to turn up. It's like, you know, charging your crystals overnight. You know?
Especially like, if he's a fucking, like, crypto bro in finance and a Trump guy who's like, oh, I love Trump.
Yeah. I mean, this guy is fucking hilarious.
I mean,
he's the guy
awesome.
He's describing is awesome.
Like, I would love to be that guy's friend.
I would love to pop into that guy. I would love, but the thing is, I don't even want to be around him. I want to, like, observe him for 48 hours.
From a safe distance.
From a safe distance. So I get you cutting this guy out of your life, one of the best things you've ever done. And now you have to kind of think, like, I don't know, is it worth it? Basically, it's like, can you handle this guy for one day? How toxic is this guy to you? Can you handle him for one day for the wedding? How much does your friend mean to you? I think you suck it up and go to the wedding.
Yeah. Just don't bring your girlfriend around.
Yeah, he's going to fuck her.
Yeah.
He's going to put you in the full Nelson.
Also,
and put
how does he have so much riz? Like,
I know. Fucking his friend's best girl is... That's his best friend's girl is crazy. After he flipped his car.
Yeah, why is everybody like still holding on to this fucking guy?
I don't know.
In my group.
I know. I mean, the breast pocket gun is an insane move.
Awesome. Yeah.
It is kind of cool to be like
a gentleman.
Pussy. Yeah. It's like a little gun.
I do feel like at a wedding, like you know, there's gonna be so many people, you could easily stay out of the way, and this guy's a loose cannon. He'll just embarrass himself and kind of ruin the vibes of his own accord. So
that's true.
I wouldn't like avoid the wedding because of him.
However, there is also the doomsday scenario that he latches. A guy like this knows when someone's like cut him out of his life, and he will
target you.
He'll target you. He's a bully. Yeah. Clearly, he's been bullying him in the past. He's gonna see him and be like, "Oh, you fucking pussy, where you been?"
Yeah.
He's gonna be like that. He's gonna almost have forgotten it. That's the thing. You think you've affected him? He doesn't give a fuck, really, probably. But when he sees you, it's gonna be like, "The old guy I would fuck with." Like, that's all. That's gonna be awesome for him. That's gonna be sick seeing you. So you have to be prepared for that. Are you prepared to like? You know, tell him to fuck off or be like, all right, you're polite once and then you have to be kind of firm and then he might fucking threaten to kill you. Are you prepared for that? Do you have other friends that will have your back too? You know what I mean? Where it's like they'll step in and diffuse it a little bit because I assume people want you at this wedding.
Here's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hit us with
it. You gain entry into his domicile, and you take out all the bullets from his gun.
Ooh,
you
okay.
ensure that he has no ammunition.
Yeah,
and you go and you get blanks, and you swap out his ammunition with blanks. They look like real bullets anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a bit of a reverse Alec Baldwin situation.
Sure.
Okay. Then you antagonize him. He's a target-rich environment. You're like, how's your crypto doing, bitch? What did you do? You suck dick all the way over here?
Yeah.
You know, give hand jobs so that you can fucking come to this wedding?
Of course.
How's your crypto portfolio
All your
doing?
Doge is gone, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, all my apes gone. Yeah. Yeah, how was the NFT playing out for you? At the loser party, everybody here hates you. Just fucking, just really rip into him.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls out the pea shooter. You just fucking know that it's got blanks in it. And you're like, come on, pussy, do it. He fires it. And then everybody beats his ass and you guys kill him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys
him. Should he have squibs? Should our friend pretend he's fucking.
Ooh, that could be sick too.
Try and get him to shoot you and then have squibs and be like, and then, but look like you're back from the dead. And you're like, I'm going to fucking kill you. You just pretend you're the devil.
Rasputin. Like you get shot. You're like fucking Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. Okay. Mm-hmm, you got shot nine times. Mm-hmm. And you're still like the anger that you feel towards this fucking crypto bro
Yeah.
is keeping you alive.
Yeah.
You beat his ass. You guys all beat his ass. Everybody you use killed, like the fucking butter knives to stab him in the eye socket or whatever.
Yep.
And then he's out of your life.
That's true. You could also just kill him at the wedding.
Yeah.
You could have a bigger gun than his.
That's yes. Bring an AR-15 to the wedding. Wear a long coat. Okay.
Yep. Make you dress like Keanu in the Matrix.
Yeah, and then say yeah,
this. And then beg him to kill you, to do something about it, and then shoot him immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He thinks you're a pussy. He will not see it coming.
He won't see it, dude. If you kill him, he will not see it coming.
Should the wedding be his chance to escalate? Like, I'm not gonna start shit, but I'm gonna bring some brass knuckles or just keep an eye on where the good chairs are to hit this guy over the head.
Right. Right. Right.
Be ready.
I think you should kill him.
Just saying. Doesn't seem like people will miss him.
So those are your options.
His best friend certainly won't miss him, it seems.
This guy's a fucking wild card, though. The problem with escalating is like truly, because part of me is like, you have to be ready for this guy to bully you and like fight back. But it's also like, you just want to get out of the wedding. Yeah. You just want to be able to like fucking have a fucking, you know, force field around it. No, you will have one kind of shitty interaction. You keep it fucking, you keep it like cordial. And if he's a dick, then you're like, all right, man, this is why I don't talk to you. Please leave me alone the rest of the night. And if he's going to be a real dickhead about it, then you get other people to be like, this guy's got, he's got to be away from you. Or even just leave and it's his fucking dickhead brother's fault. You know, for being a dick.
Yeah, but you don't want to fucking fly out there and then leave the wedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but, I mean, oh, you can also just
do
the
thing that I do always when I don't go to weddings of friends. I just like buy something.
Yeah, of course. You got to buy a gift.
The guest list or whatever the list they have.
Well, is he flying out or is it in the same city? Did he say?
They live apart. I don't know how far they are.
Yeah, you're right. I say just fucking go, lay low. No, he's going to be a dick for a second. But Eldis, you're probably ultimately right. It's a huge thing. There's a lot of pockets of people to be around.
Do not bring your girlfriend around this man who somehow has Mr. ridiculous riz. Don't do it.
If you bring your girlfriend, you do then have to bring a gun.
Yeah, because he is going to fuck your girlfriend.
He's going to fuck her and you have to kill him for honor.
Dude, getting hogtied when you're in a drunken rage and you wrangle out of it and you drive and you flip away your drunk car, and angry is so scary.
And you cuck your best friend a day later?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, this guy's kind of swagged out. I know why they're keeping him around.
I want to understand that 48 hours so bad.
Yeah.
Hit us with another one, LDC.
Stop. So here's the situation, bro. So I was in couples counseling with my wife twice, and then I was in individual counseling a third time. I'm divorced now. None of that shit worked out. But all of those counselors were women, bro.
Okay.
And I'm a dude in the mix in an East Coast city, and like, I'm about to get a little bit of monthly payments reduced, about to have a child turn 18, already paid off one college program.
Nice.
The other one is going to be paid off in December. And so I'm wondering how to best spend money on myself, bro.
I love this.
And I'm wondering, like, do I go back to therapy again? And this time get a dude to try to talk to me about what makes me happy. But for real, I'm 48 years old. So I don't know who the fuck I need to talk to. Like, or do I just spend money on myself, bro? Because all I've ever done is grind to take care of others. And I'm not looking to like buy a fucking stupid car. What I really want to do is enjoy life, man.
Okay.
Go to Granada, Spain. many places. And I've done plenty of traveling, but like Granada, Spain just came off the top of my head.
That's
where I want to go. I want to go there. Do things. Like, I've been to Amsterdam plenty of times. I want to go to Barcelona and get that frozen hash. You feel me?
Sounds good, bro.
Tell me, like, is it worth to go to counseling one more time, and this time with a male counselor?
That's awesome.
Try to get some insight on the life that's already
over. Try to get somebody
who's
not a fucking dumb bitch.
Or do I just go enjoy myself? Talk to me. All right, peace, Eldis. Peace, honored guests.
This guy's awesome.
Dude,
he's gotten his teeth kicked in by women over and over again.
Yeah.
He literally thinks his like counselors like conspired with his wife to get his money.
I mean, charitably speaking, he's just like, he probably thinks like this broad doesn't fucking understand my lived experience. You know,
he also does have to, like, he's gone to therapy and it didn't work in a very like clear way. He went to couples counseling and the two therapists he had did fail in some ways. Now, maybe that's one way of looking at it. The other way to look at it is that your relationship was doomed and you gave it a shot and you did the best you could. I don't think if it was a man, you'd still be married. You know what I mean? Like, let's just start there. But at the same time, he's 48. He's not changing his fucking ways. And I will tell you from personal experience, I do like having male therapists better because I end up wanting to fuck my therapist. I had a hot therapist Baltimore. Style. Honestly, dude, I had a hot therapist in Baltimore. She was like this fucking cute lady, big titties. And I think she was like kind of charmed by me because, you know, I was like in my 20s and all I'm talking about is girls and like, you know, and I'm being funny. I kind of was, cause it's like, I'm comfortable, you know, once you get to know someone you can be funny and all my problems were like, it was the first time I'd ever gotten pussy in my life and I was feeling myself and I was like, just talking about, you know, dating problems to her basically. And it did help me, but at the same time, there was a different energy when I switched to a male therapist only because I didn't have the money and he worked on a sliding scale when I moved to New York. And I wanted to stay with a similar therapist because it was helping me, but I realize now it was helping me, but I was also getting like distracted in some ways. Mm-hmm. And for some people, certain things just work, right? I don't think it should be either or though, right? You could go to therapy and you could go to fucking Granada, Spain, my brother. Like, you know, it just, and like.
I will say this guy, he's like, it's like. Yeah, therapy didn't work, but he went to 3 therapy sessions and said it didn't work. So, like,
did he say 3 therapy sessions, or he's had 3 different counselors?
I think he said he went to like therapy 3 times.
He went to 3 different counselors total, 1 individual twice.
Yeah, right. He's been to therapy a couple times, but I think if you go to it, because you know we're big therapy guys here, but I also think it's not. Anyone who thinks it's going to solve all your problems magically is out of your fucking mind. You need to go there with a specific problem to talk out. And then it's also part of your whole life. If you're living a depressing life, guess what? You're going to be fucking depressed, right? So it's like, do some shit that makes you feel better. Go fucking vacation. Buy something dumb, dude. You know what I mean? Go to fucking, you know, go to Atlantic City. Yeah, but go to a Turkish massage parlor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, life is all one thing. I do think therapy will help, but also that you hear that do I try and fix a life that's already over? What he said at the very end about his life, he's being 48. Your life ain't over, dickhead.
Yeah, the fuck?
Also, your kids are pretty young, so you want to be I know you feel their mom is a dumb bitch. I can tell from your voice, but you want to be in their life. You want to be happier and a better father and hopefully grandfather, right? Like, these are the reasons to fix yourself a little bit and be realistic. At 48, you're not going to be the best guy of all time, but you can be a little better than you are now. You
know? Yeah. You know? Work on yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Set some goals.
And you're getting a little money back. Fucking hit the gym. Become a, like, it is. Here's one nice thing. One unfair advantage men have. You could become hot in your 50s.
True.
As a man, you literally could.
Get on this is the Joe Rogan experience now.
100%. Get on TRT, bro.
We got divorced dads in the building. Get on TRT.
For real.
Go to your doctor.
I'm not kidding.
Get on TRT. Get fucking yacked out of your mind.
And also go to therapy and go on vacation.
Yeah, and then go to fucking Granada, Spain.
Oh, with those old man fucking pecs.
Yeah.
You'll be fucking fighting tanned bitches off you, bro.
Yeah.
You'll be feeding these whores paella with your calloused hands because you've been deadlifting so much.
Yeah. They love that.
They love it, dude. They love sucking on a calloused forefinger.
Yeah. I don't know about that part, but
I do think he can give himself a little grace because he's like 48.
Absolutely.
Clearly he has so much contempt and feels like his family or dumb bitch wife or whatever is like holding him back from a happy life.
Of course.
It's like, hey, man, you're kind of in the clear now. Yeah, go on fucking vacation. The odds are he thinks he's going to, like, go on vacation and just, like, fuck every hot bitch he sees and he'll not just gonna have happen. Awesome time.
The same way therapy isn't gonna change your life. There's a funny sketch, actually an SNL sketch, a later SNL sketch with Adam Sandler, where he's selling like packages to Italy, and he's like, "Now remember, you're still the person you are here in Italy. You're not gonna magically change." It was just, it's a very good sketch, actually. But that's all part of making you feel better.
Yeah.
All that is part of making you feel better. It's not going to automatically fix anything for you. But yeah, give yourself a little grace. You've done a lot, bro. It's going through a divorce and stuff. You clearly cared enough to try and get through it. And I think I wouldn't automatically be a misogynist, and I wouldn't automatically be anti-therapy, but I would just start doing stuff for yourself.
Well, he's not even anti-therapy. He's just anti-female therapy, yeah, yeah. It seems.
But honestly, try it. Try it with a guy if you think that's it, because that's the other thing. You're not fixing that. That's in his fucking head, and he's 48, and it's like, let's just focus on...
He worked through... all the worst aspects of it. So, you know, your new life starts tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. We believe in you, buddy. And give us updates. Let us hear what's going on, dude.
That's how you know when shit was so serious. We didn't even give him like bad answers.
We told him to get on. I guess you're right. Cause we told him to get on testosterone,
we didn't even fuck with him. Yeah. No, I was being dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad. For real, dude. Go do it.
It's 1:57. You think we have time for
We have
one
time for more.
More
they're coming. They're coming. They're
okay,
not.
Okay.
Who? Oh, you got other people?
Yeah.
Who else are you interviewing?
We got my buddy Langston Kerman, who's a really funny comic. He's a writer on the Mulaney Show, and a comic I met named Mandel, who's just fucking. He was hilarious. He did warm up on the Mulaney Show. I did that shit. I did it Friday. So. You know, man, the way we book this show is I text my friends, and then if I bump into someone, I'm like, do you also want to do the podcast?
That's good.
Don't worry, man. You're going on the free one.
Yo, Stav, Eldest, you beautiful motherfucker, esteemed guest. First things first, let's go Ravens. Let's go O's,
that's right.
Baby.
That's right.
second thing, I just need a little bit of advice. So... I'm very close with my dad. My mom passed away, I want to say, 12 years ago. And my dad has a kind of like a baby mama situation.
Hell yeah.
The thing about my dad is he likes really trashy bitches, which is fine. But, he came clean to me a few years ago that, I'm going to have a half brother.
Hell
and
yeah.
And he's, going to be turning 3 years old. And basically, I'm trying to decide what kind of relationship I'm going to have this side of the family. I mean, I met them a couple times. They seem pretty, put off-ish.
Standoffish.
So I'm just trying to figure out, how to navigate that situation. I have no ill will towards anyone, really. But again, kind of my dad picks women that are a little bit down on their luck, kind of like the deer with the wounded leg. So he's kind of like supporting the whole family. I can get all the details, but I rather would not right now. But all I really want to know is, do you think I should try to have a relationship with this other side of the family? And if so, how should I go about doing it? Love the podcast. Let's fucking go O's. And yeah, man, thanks so much for the help.
Not surprised this guy's from Baltimore. This guy's from the Baltimore, Maryland region that his dad is getting into trashy pussy later in life. Also, buddy, I mean, RIP to your mom, but what does that say about her?
Yeah,
this is your dad's type.
I was thinking the entire time. I was like, damn, dude.
Yeah. So he said his mom passed away when he was younger or recently? Did he say 12 years ago or when he was 12?
I think 12
years
ago.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I don't know, you guys are like laughing kind of over, but he's basically saying like how close should he try to be with his dad's family?
No, I got it, motherfucker.
All right, just saying.
All of a sudden you give a fuck about us laughing over calls.
Wow.
That's funny, having a getting a fucking half brother when you're a 30-year-old man or however old this guy is. That's hilarious to be getting a little baby. I would honestly be kind of pumped to have a half brother right now, because that would mean I wouldn't really need to have kids. Like, I would just raise. I'm basically, you could have half a child if you wanted to. Now, people that are well adjusted probably want their own kids. But me, yeah. I'm thinking that's the perfect level of like
yeah.
commitment where it's like, ultimately not my fucking kid.
Yeah,
but like I'd love to be there for him. yeah, you give yeah. it back. You give back to the pound, aka the fucking trailer park his mom came from.
Yeah. You can you if you fuck up, then you know, who cares? It's not yeah, your child.
It's your brother.
it's your trashy stepmother's problem.
I know.
That's so funny.
Deer. I know. That's also like, I would love to really, how far above these people is this guy actually? This guy sounds yeah. like, oh, you live in like, you live now because it's Maryland, we're going to get specific, but it's like, oh, you live in White Marsh, Maryland. You're so much better than somebody who lives in Glen Burn. You live in like the slightly less white trash suburb. You don't live in Columbia, I'll tell you that much. You don't live in the actual, the suburb for Asian and Indians. Yeah, dude. I mean, I would love to know how much, what the perception is. Is there any like weird shit going on?
But there's no downside to it. Like,
yeah.
I feel like there's no downside to just being more actively involved in the life of your dad's trashy baby mama.
yeah.
Maybe she'll throw some pussy your way too.
Yeah, I mean, we've all seen pornography.
yeah.
This is right out of the fucking script.
Yeah. But they, wait, can you scroll down a little bit? Like, I want to see, like, what their response was. He said they were standoffish.
He just said the family, I guess he's talking about her extended family.
Yeah, I think he's just saying, yeah, I guess their fam. Yeah.
Like, dude, you don't got to be the fucking, you don't got to be friends with every cousin, but this lady is your brother's mom. And so, you know, you should fucking be cool with her, I guess. But
yeah.
I think you're going to want. Does he already have a half brother, or is he about to be born?
I think he said he was three or something. He
has like, do you want to be? Here's what I can say about myself: I would want to be in this kid's life.
Yeah,
I think it would be cool to be a fucking older brother where you have actual life experience, where you can act like I'm an older brother, but we were kids the whole time together. It would be kind of cool to have someone that you're much older than that you can be an extra mentor. Make sure he, you know, because your dad's old as fuck. He's probably going to check out before the kid fucking gets married, maybe. Actually, I don't know. You might be white trash and just, you know,
survive it.
Yeah. But
those dudes don't go away until that's like true. 90 plus.
They do. They could live a while, especially
just living off menthol cigarettes.
Yeah. The fountain of youth is insane pussy, and he seems to be looking for it.
Yeah.
I think personally, I would want to be in this kid's life. That doesn't mean I would be at you know, every fucking, I wouldn't be like at her side of the family's holidays, but I would probably go to Christmas and I would see him, or I would at least stop into Christmas to give the kid a toy.
I mean, yeah, also you're an adult. You have every opportunity not to do that either. It's just up to you.
It's totally
depending
up
on the
to
vibes.
You. Yeah.
Vibe it out. Suss totally. It out.
It comes down to like, how much do you care about your dad? It doesn't sound like they have like an amazing father-son relationship. Well,
no, he said he's very close with his dad.
Oh, okay.
But see, that's the thing. And to put my little fucking psychologist shit on here, it's like, are you a little resentful that he's already got this whole family? Like, to you, does that hurt you on some level because you feel like your mom's been forgotten? Because all of these are regular feelings, but I just think you need to be honest with yourself about where this really comes from.
It also has been 12 years at this point. So it's like good that your dad is like moving on.
Totally.
And living a healthy life and finding other wounded deer style women.
Right. Exactly. If you're feeling that, I think Hassan is right on the money where it's like, it's been a while, brother. Don't let that stop you from like, because the thing is, if you're very close to your dad, you got to be close to his fucking family, bro. And grow up. You're a fucking adult. Like, he's still your dad. He'll always be your dad. Are you having that, like, are you having the feelings that little kids do when their dads get remarried where it's like, are you still going to love me? It's like, you're a fucking man.
Yeah, you're 30 years old, brother.
Don't be a bitch. Go fucking eat some, you know, go eat some.
Some pussy.
I was going to say, what's a trashy food? Potato skins? What do they serve at fucking white trash Thanksgivings?
Fried ravioli.
Go eat some fried raviolis. It's not the best, casserole. But I didn't have anything. Yeah, casserole. That's good. We'll work. Eventually, come check back in 10 minutes, folks. We'll finally crack this joke. Have something to take us out on there, Big LD?
Yeah.
And you don't have anything to plug. Everybody fucking 1,000, you know, 30,000 people watch you. Say Nancy Pelosi's a fucking dumb bitch on stream. So
talk about her boobs too.
Yeah, she does have some fat tits.
Yeah.
She definitely got them. hemmed up.
No, you could tell because it's like everything else is like 80 years old, yeah, but, and then her boobs are like 45.
Which respect?
Yeah, no, you got
huge respect. Who's Paul? Is that her husband?
Paul Pelosi.
Paul Pelosi, yeah. In there.
Yeah, he has all
PP
that.
PP sucking D double D's.
He has all that at home, and he's still fucking going out and trying to fuck that guy.
Oh, yeah. That came that's in, right. In that's right. Lover's yeah, yeah. Quarrel. Paul Pelosi's boyfriend came in with a hammer.
He's fucked up. He's out here drunk driving his Porsche and trying to fuck 4chan losers.
Hit us with something, Elder. Something good to take us out on.
Stavi. Big fan.
Thanks, bro.
But I have to say that I'm pretty disappointed that I've yet to hear you comment on the upcoming summer 2024 Euros, where your beloved Greek national team will not be participating, and Eldis's Albanian national team will be.
Yes.
Okay, congrats. Albania plays in one fucking international tournament in their whole existence. We won the Euro in 2004.
And would love to hear your thoughts on
fuck
that.
Fuck you.
On
that's, those are my thoughts.
Soccer team being better than the Greek soccer team.
So turn this off.
And
turn this off
Albania's
right now. Don't finish this call.
In the Euro
that's a direct
soccer.
Order, Eldis.
Love the pod. Love
stand
you.
Down, Sula. Turn this phone call off.
Dude, I don't know. He was making some good points.
Fuck you, too. Fuck the, Turkey. Fuck Albania. That's what I have to say.
Is the Turkish team in the Euros? I don't even know.
No, you're not European. Nice try.
Wait,
you
what?
You fucking Muslim dogs.
We will never be a part.
You'll never get in.
We'll never be a part of the EU.
That's my final thoughts on the show. Fuck Turkey. Fuck Albania. Fuck this caller. Suck my dick. Greece will come back. We'll do. We won the Euros in 2004. That's a major European
for
fucking tournament.
20 fucking years
and
ago.
I'll be and if we never win again, which we will, I'll be happy. You know who's never won that shit? A lot of fucking countries. But Greece did. That was one of the most beautiful moments of my life. 4th of July, 2004. Last time me and my father truly connected. All right. Well, look, you can see Hassan on twitch.com/HassanThePussy. What is it?
Hassan Abi. Twitch.tv/HassanAbi. I'm live every day talking about Nancy Pelosi.
You can see Hassan making money for Jeff Bezos on twitch.tv
right.
Every day.
That's my goat. I love him.
Buddy, thanks for coming. It was awesome, dude.
Thanks
I appreciate it. I'm
me.
Coming back. Sorry, this trip I fucking got bogged down, but
oh,
next
yeah.
time
oh,
I'm big, coming.
Big fancy guy, bro.
I'm
ever
a big
since,
fancy
ever
guy.
Since the Netflix social, he's just like, he doesn't even fucking hit me up sometimes when he's in LA. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was here for a day. Thank you very
That's
much.
That's insane.
I was here for one day. What do you want? Me to fucking come yeah. see you right after LAX?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for doing it, dude. And go watch Hassan, and we'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Peace. Sounds awesome. Like Turkish music.
Don't start this.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.